So, get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. I'm Peter Stewart. The last couple of 3 days, we've been looking at the lead-in, what all that was about. So today, we've got a working example. You'll see in the show notes a script. Let me read that script to you first of all. You may want to go into the show notes and look at it yourself. So it's likely to go something like, I'm fed up. Another Christmas lunch on the way, battling with my worn-out kitchen, stuck drawers, crammed cupboards, simply not enough surfaces. I'm heading to Kitty Hawk Kitchens. They've an in-house design and fitting team to advise and help every step of the way to your new dream kitchen. From their house to yours, Kitty Hawk Kitchens, they soar above the rest. So, faced with that script, build in the imagined prompts for you to react and reply to naturally. Yeah? So, the very first lead-in line might come before that very first actual line. So, you say, I'm fed up. But maybe you're reacting to someone saying, you okay? And think how different your voice, your tone, is going to be if someone says to you, are you okay? And you react, I'm fed up. Yeah? It's changed for me, certainly. Now, I'm not saying that that response is going to be absolutely correct, but it does prompt you into saying a phrase or line slightly differently and arguably much more authentically as well. So, I'm fed up. Then the other voice says, why's that? And then you say, another Christmas lunch on the way, battling with my worn-out kitchen. And then they say, really? What's wrong with it? And you say, stuck drawers, crammed cupboards, simply not enough surfaces. And they say, so what are you going to do? Well, that's why I'm heading to Kitty Hawk Kitchens. And they say, why there? And you say that they've got an in-house design and fitting team to advise and help every step of the way to your new dream kitchen. From their house to yours, Kitty Hawk Kitchens, they soar above the rest. Now, okay, that last couple of lines, the last sentence, if you like, or two, that payoff line always feels a little bit clunky because it's not written in a natural, authentic, engaging, conversational, off-your-cuff, off-the-top-of-your-head kind of way. But that's the kind of format of an advert. Ideally, they'll have someone else in to read those payoff lines, but in the big scale of things, maybe it's unlikely because they're not going to pay somebody else just to read a couple of phrases. So they're more likely to get you as an actor to do it. And that causes you a couple of problems because you've got to kind of step out of your authentic, naturalistic, conversational character to do something like that. Yeah? So it's a little bit awkward to say, from their house to yours, Kitty Hawk Kitchens, they soar above the rest, or whichever voice you choose to use. But the rest of it, you see how that goes? You see how lead-ins give you something to organically react to create an authentic atmosphere and the situation for you to deliver your first line off from. Tomorrow, a little bit different. We're going to be talking about TV two-ways. Now, you know what a TV two-way is. You've seen thousands of them in your life. You may not know that's what they're called. You may never be likely to do one yourself. But as a bit of an aside, we're going to be talking about TV two-ways over the next couple of 3 days on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Why? You'll find out tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Bop, bop, bop.